Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Dr. Heather Modet. Heather, are you ready to do this?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Dr. Heather is a physician. She is a leader and a trailblazer. She's spreading the word about functional medicine. She is the CEO of the Modet Center for Functional and Integrative Medicine. Her newest book is The Immunotype Breakthrough. Excited to have you on. Heather, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Whoa, wow, that's a lot. So I'll try to get that into just a couple of minutes. So my history is that I was a conventionally trained doctor. And what I mean by that is I have a medical degree from a traditional medical school, and I sort of went through the traditional training programs, and I ended up as an allergist, and in medicine, when you train as an allergist, it's also immunology. So it's a specialized fellowship after internal medicine. So, you know, the beginning of my career, I actually was in sort of a conventional allergy practice in Philadelphia, and I worked there for about 10 years. And, you know, it was a great first sort of gig for me. I learned a ton. But what I discovered as I was sort of, you know, working there was that I didn't really feel like I was helping people significantly. I was really relying upon pharmaceuticals. I was, you know, sort of it was a little bit of a, you know, revolving door. And I also just felt like I wasn't learning a lot. I wasn't really applying a lot of what I thought I should be applying as a physician. And I also realized that, you know, maybe I just didn't have a completely full toolbox when it came to, you know, why people get sick, how we get sick, what we can really do to change the trajectory of our health and wellness. And so, you know, I started getting really curious, and I poked around, and I did a fellowship in integrative medicine at the University of Arizona, and then went on to do training in what's called functional medicine, which a lot of people may not be familiar with, but it's really, we like to call it root cause medicine. We really look at people holistically, but we use a lot of biochemical types of testing. We look at the microbiome, we look at hormones, nutrition, stress levels, et cetera, to really understand why an individual might be not doing well or having certain symptoms or getting sick. And then we tweak those things. We really work from, you know, sort of the bottom up and try to help people get to a place of better health. So, you know, that's sort of what I fell in love with and realized that I needed to create a space for myself to do that on my own, that it didn't really fit into the paradigm I was working in. So I jumped ship and I started my own practice back in, 2014, I think, 2015. And, you know, it's gone through several permutations. I recently relocated to Virginia I do see patients in several states. We have some online programs also for clients too, but I work primarily virtually now, helping people, you know, get better. And, you know, because of my interest in immunology and the immune system, I wrote a book during the COVID pandemic, and it's not about COVID, but it's about our personalized immune systems and how we can really do a lot to balance them and make them healthier.
Nice. You strike me as if you want something done, give it to a busy person, kind of a person, Heather.
Yeah, I like to stay productive. I love my downtime too. I'm very introverted, so my idea of a good time is sitting at home on the couch reading a book.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that. So very cool. I certainly can empathize and sort of identify with your journey, even though I know nothing of medicine, but feeling like you're not really helping to your fullest extent, like you mm-hmm. don't have a full toolkit to use the words that you used, and then really wanting to do this root cause medicine that certainly really resonates with me. And you mentioned a personalized immune system. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. So, you know, the idea behind the book, which is called The Immunotype Breakthrough, is that, you know, I was getting a lot of questions just over the years of people coming in saying, well, you know, do I need to boost my immune system? Is my immune system weak? Why do I have an autoimmune disease? Why do I always get sick? Why, you know, so I'm inflamed. Why am I inflamed? Like, what's going on? And, Really, I started getting curious myself and started digging around and sort of going back to the books a little bit, reading more about more recent, research in immunology and getting a sense of, our immune system is not this black and white, sort of like it's on, it's off, right? And it changes every day. What we do in our lives, the decisions we make, the behaviors we have, how we carry on, what we eat, actually really changes and shapes our immune system from the time we're children until, we die, right? And there's a lot that we can do to balance our immune system. It's not always about boosting it, right? So some people actually have a very overzealous immune system that might be attacking their own tissues, that might be chronically inflamed. And for those people, we sort of want to redirect it. We want to calm things down. We want to strengthen it in certain areas. So I really just started getting into understanding why, what we can do on a, I guess, really on a cellular level, what we can do every day to sort of balance our immune system.
Interesting, right? That our immune system could be super overzealous and it could just be running roughshod over systems that it ought not be. And then obviously, when it's not working the way that we want it to be, then it's not fighting the bad things in our body. And that certainly makes sense. Why would I think that it was just a binary off or on kind of a thing? All right. So I'm guessing that our American lifestyle is not serving our immune systems.
No, unfortunately, not at all. It's and there's so many st statistics to this, right? We're an extremely advanced, wealthy, industrialized country. And yes, we might do better than certain, third world countries in terms of, child mortality and et cetera. But and we live a long time. However, we live relatively poorly. We live with chronic disease. We have a lot, we have much higher incidences of certain diseases like Alzheimer's disease, obesity, obviously, we're in the forefront there. So despite all this great stuff that we have and the wealth we have and the access to care, we're not doing so great. We're actually sort of we're not where we should be. We are not in the top of the charts for in wellness and health.
Yeah, it's I guess not a surprise. Maybe it's an indictment on human nature that doesn't necessarily matter though. It's kind of like here we are, or maybe that does matter. What's the way forward, Heather?
Yeah, so I think people need to think at least, and I know a lot of people do think, oh, I want to take care of myself. I do want to live a long time. I do want to live well. But it's, there's one thing about saying that, and then another thing about actually putting things into action. And part of that is information gathering and understanding what you should do. And that's, that's what my role is really trying to give people tools and information that is based in science and reality. And then, encouraging people to find people in their life for accountability. And understanding that the decisions, pretty much that we make every single day of our lives is going to shape what our elder years look like, right? So nobody gets cancer overnight. Nobody gets Alzheimer's disease overnight. None of these things happen overnight. And none of them necessarily happen because of our genes. That's another thing is a lot of people think like, oh, my parents had diabetes, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to get diabetes. And that's just really not true. And we know that. We know that you can change how your you can't change your genes, but you can change how your genes express themselves. And that is 100% due to our environment.
I would think that that would be really empowering. Just hearing that is encouraging. I think that we probably all have in our family tree some kind of bad thing that's happened at some point to somebody, and the thought of I'm screwed is not a good one. But that I can change how my genes express themselves is good news.
Yeah, and I think, part of it is, some people are very motivated and some people want to have a scapegoat. And unfortunately, people have to come to that conclusion on their own. Like, do I really want to let, things just pull me along the tides, or am I going to take an active stance to make my future better than either my parents or what I'm doing right now today? What do I want for myself? And so, I mean, you can probably relate to that. And you know, but it sometimes takes a little hard work, and it does take a little persistence and dedication.
Yeah, well, that's I mean, how do you think about education versus willingness to make those difficult choices, and not to make those difficult choices once, it's making the difficult choices every day.
Yeah, so you know, I always go back to that thought of like, what's your why? You know, that's a question for a lot of people's goals. Like, why do you want to do something? And you have to have a really good why. You know, it's sort of like when someone wants to lose weight, right? And most of the time, things like, oh, I want to look good in a bathing suit, it's not going to hold up because, you know, over time the cheesecake just looks too good. So, you know, you have to think like, what are my really deep whys? Like, why do I want to take better care of myself? Why do I want to, you know, live longer and healthier? And it might be, you know, things like I want to play with my grandchildren, or I don't want to be a burden to my children. You know, I don't want to end up in a wheelchair nursing home, you know, lonely at, you know, 80 when I know I could, you know, I could probably prevent that from happening most likely. So, you know, I think it's like really digging into that and then reminding yourself of that on a daily basis, and whatever it takes to remind yourself of that, you just got to do it, you know.
Yeah, I think that that's well said, and probably thoughts that we don't like to commonly have are to think about myself as an older person. But how do I want to be when I'm older? Do I want to just be sitting there with my mouth open on the couch with nothing to say to anybody, and my grandkids kind of pat me on the head, say, "Oh, there's Grandpa George." Well, no, I'm not interested in that. I want to be intellectually and mentally strong, and I want to physically be as active as I possibly can. And so, based on that, then I have choices that I make today.
Right, because we all think, you know, when you're 20, you always think like, oh, well, when I'm 50, that's old, right? But when you're 50, you're like, no, actually, I feel like I'm like a 16-year-old caught in a 50-year-old's body, and I want to get so much done in my life. So, you know, it's never too early, and it's never too late, right?
What are there certain like kind of pillars that you think about or talk about?
Yeah, so in the book, I focus on a couple of different pillars. I mean, there's four different sort of what I call immunotypes, which is, you know, I think it's very interesting for people to read about, and I would recommend that they do that. But, you know, the things that I think we focus on in functional medicine, and I would say really for anybody, are your sleep, which is really primary. It's like, you know, you can go without eating for weeks, drinking for days. You can't go without sleep for usually more than, you know, 72 hours. It actually will, you'll die. Sleep is paramount. And we're a very, very sleep deprived nation. So sleep, stress, and stress management, and there's two different things, you know, that's having stress and then being able to buffer that stress are two different things. Nutrition, so what you're putting in your mouth, your gut health, because that's very primary to our immune system, is our whole microbiome, and our environment in terms of what we're exposed to, toxins, chemicals, you know, anything, pollution, anything that, you know, could possibly be something that our immune system is going to react to and cause problems. So, and we know that, you know, we can't do a lot, right, to change, you know, trajectory of the world. You can get involved, but in terms of your personal environment, you can control quite a bit of that.
And I imagine, I think, I feel like one of the things that is so hard on us as human beings today is that we feel so overwhelmed, and we see
Absolutely.
problems in every corner of the world, right on our phones. We're like, oh my gosh, it's despair. What am I going to do? And there's nothing I can do about that, but I can get more control of what I am doing in these four different areas. And if I do that, if I just focus on that, that will help me to be stronger, and then I can go out and maybe save the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important to for people to understand that, you know, there's only so much that you can control in your life. And sometimes when we think we can control other things, it actually makes us miserable and very overwhelmed and upset. And so really just, you know, maybe make a list of 3 to 4 things that you want to work on. That's it. I am a big fan of, sort of building on habits, those atomic habits. Start small because that gives you momentum and it also makes you feel really good about yourself that you've made small incremental changes. And those small incremental changes actually really start to build up and really can make a big change in how you feel on a day-to-day basis, but also in your future health.
Yeah, I think that that's really well said. So when somebody picks up the Immunotype Breakthrough, how is it, how is the book structured? What should they expect?
So, it's structured in, I give pretty much an introduction of, sort of why we're here. Like how did we end up with our immune systems the way they are? Because, a lot of what's going on with our chronic disease problems are due to, sort of how we've been living and how we pivoted from, a history in the past of dying from infectious disease. And I'll say, like, we're going to just remove COVID, obviously, from the situation because, that's an infectious disease. But, 100 years ago, we all died from TB, pneumonia, dysentery, et cetera. But in the past few decades, it's totally different. I mean, we don't, we die of things like cancer and, heart disease and Alzheimer's and things like that. So, how did that happen? And what does the immune system have to do with that? I sort of give a little primer on the immune system. So that people understand, like, oh, what's actually going on in my body, and then really talk through those, five pillars, and the, give a lot of information as to not only the proof of that, yes, this is true, but also things that everybody can do. I talk a little bit about the four immunotypes, which are something I created to sort of help people figure out where they are on a spectrum, and then delve into sort of the steps people can take from there.
I love it. I can't imagine it was easy to take your immense amount of breadth of knowledge and then distill it into a book that's actually consumable by a regular person like me.
Yeah, and I mean, my point was not to create a textbook, and and I will say that, I'm a clinician by training, and of course I have fellowship training and all of this and pretty extensive training, but I'm not a research immunologist. I'm not a PhD. I don't spend my day in the lab. And so there's many people out there that know way more about the immune system than I do, but this is a different kind of application. And my whole my want was to sort of demystify for people, like, what's going on with my immune system? Because especially with when COVID started, which is about when I started writing the book, I mean, people were like, what's my immune system? What does it do? And people just felt really unmoored. Like, is, like, I have no control, like I'm a sitting duck. And I wanted to tell people that's not true.
I love it. I think that that's awesome. Well, Heather, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, I would say, we sort of already talked about this, but my big push, and this is what I use with all my patients, and when I do my education online, et cetera, is, you are not a sitting duck. You actually can control the trajectory of how your health turns out, and specifically, you can change how your immune system works on a daily basis, which how our immune system works regulates sort of almost all disease processes, like anything that involves inflammation, which is behind almost everything. So I would say that really try to put yourself in a headspace of I do have control. I can change the outcome. And it's not only important to sort of get information from good sources, but to then make goals that are attainable and small and build on each other, because that is the only way you start to see change.
Well, I think that that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on. That perfect. I love it. Well, Heather, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you, and how can they, where can they pick up a copy of the Immunotype Breakthrough?
So the Immunotype Breakthrough is available everywhere. You can get it on Amazon, you can get it, you can request it from your local bookstore, Barnes and Noble, whatever, outlet that you prefer. And to find me, I can be found mostly when I post on social media is on Instagram. So I am at the Immunity MD. And then also you can go to my website, which is just www.modecenter.com. And there you can find out about any services that we provide and whether you'd be a candidate for working with us, depending on where you live in the United States. And we also have a lot of other information there too.
Awesome. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Heather your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to modaycenter.com, modaycenter.com. Find Dr. Heather on Instagram at the Immunity MD and pick up a copy of the Immunotype Breakthrough, whatever you buy fine books. Thanks again, Heather.
Thank you so much, George. This was really fun.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.